Ghana is hosting the 19th session of the Satellite Network Management Committee meeting in Accra. The session is focusing on enhancing air navigation service delivery through satellite technology. The Director General of the Ghana Civil Aviation Authority, Air Commodore Kwame Mathew, who opened the meeting, said the platform will offer the opportunity for all the flight information regions in Africa to coordinate their activities. It will also create the avenue for participants to deliberate on appropriate communication, navigation and surveillance equipment, which is important for flight safety. Here is a report by Olivia Amuadansu.
In the recent past, high-frequency radios were the main communication systems used for long-range communication with pilots. This gadget, over the years, has posed a great challenge to pilots and air traffic controllers. This is what has compelled experts in the aviation industry to find a more effective and efficient technology to improve the coverage of UHF radios. The Director General of the Ghana Civil Aviation Authority, Air Commodore Kwame Mamfi, said satellite technology has been found to be the ideal solution.
It has become necessary because of increased traffic. There are three main components of the air traffic management. We are first communication, second is navigation, and then the third is surveillance. Current technology, the fastest way and the most efficient way to do it is via satellite, and that is why we have gone to the satellite technology to ensure that we have effective communication, navigation, and surveillance within our flight information region.
Air Commodore Mamfi also spoke about the advantage satellite technology has over others.
It has made communication, navigation and surveillance very, very effective and efficient. And that accounts by and large for the safety that we have in our flight information region. If for any reason we lose communication, then it means we have to shut down the airspace. Satellite technology, we all know, is very efficient and cost-effective alternative and a cheaper way to handle these things, especially when it comes to long-distance communication and navigation systems. Aircraft now are flying using GPS systems, and that is satellite technology. They are communicating with them via satellite systems, and then surveillance also within the airspace is also via satellite. So without the satellite, we will have major challenges.
The Deputy Minister of Transport, Jifa Ativo, said the safety and efficiency of international civil aviation depend on the skills of the personnel who manage and maintain its systems. It is therefore important that team members receive the same high-quality training throughout the member states. Mrs. Ativo urged the participants from the Western and Central Africa to work together as a team and put aside all personal interests and desired tendencies in order to maintain a safe regional airspace.
Olivia Mwadansu filed that report.